You are tuned in to the CU Insight Trendline, the credit union industry's podcast for the latest perspectives, shifts, and key content to keep you informed and ahead. I'm Greg Micklig, President and CEO at CUinsight.com, here to bring you the trends shaping our industry every other week, all in under 15 minutes. Let's track the trend. Welcome to this episode of the CU Insight Trendline, featuring Renee Saddywhite from AACUC and Tracy Kenyon from Humanity, plus our top trending articles and more. Let's get to it.
This is John Pettit, Managing Editor at CU Insight, and I'm here with a look at my top three trending articles on CU Insight. Number three this week is Why Home Equity is Becoming a Core Operating Strategy for Credit Unions, by Covance's Omar Jordan. Home equity is moving from a nice-to-have to a real growth driver for credit unions. With refis way down and members sitting on solid equity, it's often the best way to help members access cash without blowing up long-term relationships. The credit unions that are getting it right aren't over-engineering the product. They're simplifying operations, treating home equity as a core capability, and making it easier to deliver speed, scale, and value without taking on more risk. Number two this week is Traditional Credit Scoring is Failing Credit Unions, from VeriScore's Jeff Woodward. Many of the strategic challenges credit unions will face in 2026 won't come from bad execution, but from bad measurement. Over-reliance on traditional credit scores leaves leaders reacting late, misreading demand, and excluding good members without realizing it. The issue isn't credit, it's visibility. Credit unions that rethink how they measure real financial health will plan better and move faster, while others keep chasing symptoms. Stay tuned later in the podcast for my number one article.
Those two articles give us a strong start to this episode. Up next, we'll hear from Robbie Young, CU Insight's Vice President of Strategic Growth, who's here to walk us through key highlights from a new report from CU Insight collaborator, DCUC.
Serving military and veteran communities means getting the details right, especially when it comes to federal protections built for them. The Defense Credit Union Council's Understanding Federal Protections for Military Members and Their Families gives your team practical, ready-to-use training modules. In these modules, you'll get in-depth coverage of the Military Lending Act and the Service Members Civil Relief Act, with resources designed to support internal education across compliance teams, operations staff, and frontline professionals. Each module includes a ready-to-present slide deck and detailed speaker notes so that your staff can build a clear understanding of requirements in practice, apply protections and disclosures appropriately, and stay aligned as lending and compliance protocols evolve. Use the materials for your staff trainings, internal cheat sheets, compliance checklists, and periodic refreshers that support regulatory readiness. Head over to CUinsight.com to download your copy so that you can reduce risk, boost member trust, and empower your team.
The CU Insight Trendline is brought to you with support from the following CU Insight collaborators. MeridianLink, a trusted digital lending and account opening partner helping credit unions humanize banking. One loan, one account, one community at a time. With MeridianLink One, a powerful integrated banking platform, credit unions can deliver faster, smarter, more personalized experiences that put members first. Built for growth, proven to perform, trusted to deliver. Filene Research Institute strengthens organizations through innovative research and incubation to improve consumer financial well-being. As an independent cooperative finance think tank, Filene's membership network connects a community of leaders and bright minds to change lives through innovation, truth, and cooperation. In addition to delivering cutting-edge, actionable academic research, Filene also provides incubators to test and scale solutions, events to spark organizations into action, and advisory services to help accelerate and implement innovation. For more information, visit filene.org.
My guest on this episode of the CU Insight Trendline is a long-tenured and well-known leader in our space. Renee Satty-White is president and CEO of the African American Credit Union Coalition, where she leads efforts to advance diversity, equity, and inclusion and close the racial wealth gap through financial inclusion and economic empowerment. We spoke about what she's looking forward to at the upcoming America's Credit Unions Governmental Affairs Conference, as well as the current environment around immigration and social and race issues. Here's my conversation with Renee. Miss Renee, it is so good to have you with us on the CU Insight Trendline podcast. We know there's a big event coming up in just a few weeks, and there are many events within the event. And I'm curious, what do you enjoy most about GAC and the conference overall?
Oh, wow, Greg. First of all, thanks for having me here, and congratulations on being with CU Insight. I'm so happy for you. I just love CU Insight. Wow. I love the whole thing about GAC. I've been going for years now. Look, I'm really dating myself back when it was at the Hilton. And so when Pete Creer was working at CUNA, oh my gosh. So I have found that one of the best things that I like is our networking reception. When we created that, it started off very small and now it's turned into something just humongous. But I absolutely love some of the sessions and looking at the main stage and being inspired by things that people are doing. And I particularly like the awards, watching the award ceremonies. The Herb Wagner event is, to me, like one of the best things ever. Your predecessor is now over there running that. So that's a shout out to Lauren, right?
Right.
So that's what I really like. I really like watching the awards and people who deserve to be recognized get the recognition. Which is why I love the Hall of Fame at AACUC, getting the opportunity to recognize people in the industry who might not have the opportunity to be out front for the great work that they have done.
Yeah, I've been around long enough to have been at the Washington Hilton myself, so I know exactly what you're talking about. And I've been to your event and agree that it's phenomenal. So why is the AACUC Hall of Fame important overall to the credit union movement?
Well, I think, Greg, that it's important. So Herb Wagner, right? When I was going to Herb Wagner, I never saw people of color receive that award. I didn't create the Hall of Fame. The famous Helen Godfrey Smith, one of my sheroes, did when she was the chair of the Funding and Development Committee for AACUC. And what she brought to us was, why don't we recognize people in the industry who look like us? We're not being recognized. Let's give us a platform. So we had the Peak Career Lifetime Achievement Award, which was huge. That's our version of Herb Wagner, which we love. But what we needed was a Hall of Fame. And in that Hall of Fame, it originally started as a fundraiser. And I believe it was like $750 to induct somebody into the Hall of Fame. Well, now, for the last few years, Visa has been our sponsor. And so we don't even have to collect it from the credit unions, which I love, right? So it's important because I don't think people understand the stories of people of color. And it's not just people of color who get inducted. Like this year, I don't want to call names, I don't want to forget, but let me see if I can get them all. This year, it's Lee Brady from SECU. It is Creighton Blackwell from Coastal Credit Union. It is Satie Smith. I want to say Diversified in Michigan Credit Union. And Carolyn Jordan, Neighborhood Credit Union. And Max Villarunga. And Reyes Credit Union. Oh, I did it. Okay, check that. So yeah, just imagine the stories that they get to tell. And these people are so unassuming, Greg. And when you hear the stories, you just burst with pride and love and affection for all that they've done for the industry.
It's wonderful. And I encourage anyone listening to the podcast to take the time to get over to the awards and to pay attention to who is inducted into the AACUC Hall of Fame. To pivot a little bit, there's a lot of tension right now around things like immigration, social and race issues. And I just am curious, what brings you hope in this climate as the leader of AACUC?
Well, if anybody has heard me speak, I am not shy about letting everybody know that I believe that AACUC is an anointed organization by God. It is my faith in the human spirit and my faith in God that tells me we will have a brighter day. I think trying times help us to come together and collectively do something better and something greater. I believe and I'm hopeful that the current set of controversies will bring us together in a way that nothing else could. Because some of this stuff is so gosh darn ridiculous that I think it's going to push us together because we don't have a choice but to figure out a way how to agree to be good to one another. And I think that's the, I have a Sadie White must do called treat people with respect. You never know who's going to be responsible for your next sale or be your next boss. So basically, if we learn to get along with one another, I think that that's what brings me hope. And it also brings me hope that, thank God, I have a board of directors who believes what I believe, right? We want to see things move forward. As I've said before, I think that AACC is the heart of the credit union system and being the heart, not the heartbeat, but the heart for the soul, right? And in having that, we have to be optimistic. We have to see the glasses half full. People say, no one says no to Renee. Greg, people say no to me all the time. Just when they say no, I hear not now. So for where we are as a country, as a world, I say not now, later it's going to get better. It has to get better. It has to get better. That is my hope.
And I'm there with you in that hope. And I thank you so much again for joining us on the podcast and appreciate your energy and your passion and look forward to seeing you in just a few weeks in Washington, D.C.
That'll be great. Thank you, Greg.
Thank you. For more on the many offerings from AACUC, visit aacuc.org. And now back to John Pettit for our top trending article.
Welcome back. My number one article trending on CU Insight is Eating the Elephant by Humanities Tracy Kenyon. Tracy uses an overflowing inbox to make a bigger point about leadership and mindset. The real obstacle wasn't email, it was all-or-nothing thinking that made the task feel too big to start. With accountability, a shift in perspective, and a willingness to begin imperfectly, the change stuck and reduced stress. The takeaway is simple. When leaders break big challenges into manageable first steps, real progress becomes possible, whether it's an inbox or something far more important. I recently asked Tracy, for someone reading this and thinking, yep, that's me, what's one small imperfect thing they could do to get moving without overthinking it?
So if you're thinking, yep, that's me, here's your feral little permission slip. Open your inbox and deal with one email, just one. No sacred systems, no color-coded destiny, one mildly annoying and possibly medium boring email. Delete it, reply to it, and then file it. Then close your laptop like you've just won something. You're not auditioning for the Olympics of organization. You're here to prove that actions can be scrappy and still count. So start ugly, start small, start now. One tiny imperfect action today quietly bullies procrastination out of the room. And you can do this.
Thanks, Tracy. Well, that's all for my top three trending articles on CU Insight. Back to you, Greg.
Thank you, John. And thank you to all who tuned in for this episode of the CU Insight Trendline. If you liked what you've heard on this episode, please take a moment to like and share this podcast with a colleague. And be sure to visit the podcast section of CUinsight.com for more episodes from us, along with featured podcasts from other industry leaders. The team and I will be back next time with more trending updates to keep you informed and ahead of the curve. Until then, we'll keep tracking the trend.